Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. On the heels of this week's bombings in Brussels that claimed more than 30 lives and left more than 300 others injured, the threat level in Belgium has now been lowered a notch. Authorities continuing to look for at least one person, possibly two, who may still be at large. Belgium's king and queen gathered with the government today to honor the victims of Tuesday's terror attacks. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports the country's prime minister addressed the nation.
Prime Minister Charles Michel spoke gravely and with compassion about Tuesday's attack. He said many Belgians had good memories of trips with family or friends from the Brussels airport, and he described the Brussels metro as a lifeline in the city. Two of the suicide bombers from the airport have been identified. One had been expelled from Turkey only last June as a possible terrorist threat. The Belgian government did not arrest him because he was considered a common criminal and not a terrorist. Belgians are now wondering why such a grave mistake was made. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Brussels.
Two brothers identified as having participated in the attacks were on a U.S. terror watch list. A group of Iranian hackers is being charged in a series of cyber attacks against banks and a small dam outside New York City. Justice Department announcing today the case stems in part from a 2013 cyber intrusion in which hackers targeted a small flood control dam in Rybrook, New York. Attorney General Loretta Lynch, in announcing the charges, said the only thing that prevented things from being worse was that a digitally controlled gate at the dam had been disconnected for maintenance.
But for that fact, that access would have given this defendant the ability to control water levels, to control flow rates, an outcome that clearly could have posed a clear and present danger to the public health and safety of Americans.
None of these hackers is in custody. They reportedly worked for a pair of Iranian companies with ties to the government. ExxonMobil has been ordered to let its shareholders vote on a resolution about climate change risks. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports the order came this week in a letter to the company from the Securities and Exchange Commission.
A group of big ExxonMobil shareholders has been pressing the company to allow a vote on a resolution on climate change. The resolution would require the company to provide more information about the risks that climate change poses to its bottom line. The shareholders are led by the New York State Comptroller's Office. ExxonMobil fought the effort, saying it already provided plenty of information about the subject, but the SEC said in a letter that the information provided doesn't go far enough, and it ordered management to allow the vote. The vote will take place at the company's next shareholder meeting in May. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.
On Wall Street, stocks bounced around today between small gains and losses. The Dow Jones Industrial Average ended the session up 13 points. Closed at 17,515. The Nasdaq was up 4 points. The Standard & Poor's 500 closed down a fraction. You're listening to NPR. The Food and Drug Administration says it's continuing to work with makers of generic drugs on making their pain-killing medicines less prone to abuse. According to the FDA draft guidelines, that would include online testing standards for harder-to-abuse versions. A number of brand-name versions of such drugs have already been approved, including a difficult-to-crush version of OxyContin. Comedian and actor Gary Shandling has died today at the age of 66. He fell ill at his home in Los Angeles and was taken to the hospital where he was pronounced dead. NPR's Andrew Limbong reports HBO's The Larry Sanders Show was one of the most influential sitcoms of its time.
5, 4, 3, 2...
Gary Shandling did stand-up acting in movies, but The Larry Sanders Show broke new ground as a satire on late-night TV.
Good show tonight.
Oh, you saw it.
I did. I watched it in your office.
Really? Okay, what was your favorite part?
The monologue.
There's a monologue in every show.
He told NPR in 1992 he was calling out self-importance in entertainment.
That's why I wanted to do this show, is to expose that and show how fake it is in terms of our real-life existence.
Take a look at the list of people Gary Shandling worked with, and you'll see many of the biggest names in comedy today. Andrew Limbong, NPR News.
Some good news for cash-strapped renters, many of whom have been paying a high monthly cost for an apartment due to a shortage of available units on the market. Real estate site Zillow now says rents appear to be stabilizing in many parts of the country due primarily to a spurt in construction of new apartment buildings. Still, Zillow says the average median rent is at $1,383 a month. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.